Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
It's really something what people will get into when left to their own devices, isn't it? Every parent knows it. Every teacher knows it. Every dog owner knows it. Moses turns his back and then, but I've only been gone for like 5 minutes and this is what you decide to do. You can't turn your back on people. You can't turn your back on children, dogs, grown-ups, or anyone. That's just the way it is. So I think glitter should be outlawed, don't you? Have you ever had that experience with glitter? If you don't supervise children with glitter, you'll find it in your underwear. I was standing around at lacrosse practice yesterday, and a mother told me that her daughter had emptied out a bottle of glitter and a bag of kitty litter all over their kitchen floor. Now, she'll be finding little surprises from now on, 10 years later. Because when people are left alone with glitter or anything else, you had better give them firm instructions, or they'll just start doing something, and that something is almost certainly not going to get you or them where they need to go. Left alone, we just get into too much trouble, and we waste too much time. I saw the most effective advertising campaign that I've ever seen the other day. It's for an app you can get on your smartphone called Duolingo. I've been learning Spanish on this app, but what got me was their slogan, "In 15 minutes a day, you can learn a second language." What is 15 minutes of social media going to do for you? Now, not all of you spend time on social media. The main one is Facebook, but there are several tools for keeping up with your friends and spying on your children out there. They're all a great way to see vacation photos from your friends' vacations, and they can be a great way for people to stay connected in this season of almost forced isolation, but they can also be a really big waste of time or work. A comedian made the joke, "I have an app on my phone which tells me all my relatives who are racist. It's called Facebook." And that's a funny joke because people post their opinions and their thoughts right there on Facebook for anyone to see. And some of their opinions and thoughts should never have seen the light of day. People need supervision. Moses should not have left those people all alone. Look at all the trouble they got into. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So then Aaron said to them, "Take off your gold rings and bring them to me." He took the gold from them, formed it in a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." This is the strangest thing in the whole world for people to do, but it's what we all keep doing again and again and again. We run out of things to do, and so we get up to something, and that something is not necessarily good for us or for anyone else. I've been reading a book by Bill Bryson about growing up in the 1950s. And he wrote that television wasn't any good back then. There might not be anything good on those two or three channels that he got, so he'd have to entertain himself. Long periods of the day were devoted to just seeing what would happen. Now, what would happen if you pinched a match while it was still hot, or made a vile substance and took a sip of it, or focused a white hot beam of sunlight with a magnifying glass on your Uncle Dick's bald spot while he's napping. Moses left the Israelites alone, and so they found something to do. Likewise, with a few minutes to spare, some of us will just scroll through social media on our phones. Others start thinking about how nice it would be to get out on the lake in our own boat. Our minds wander. We get distracted. As my friend James Fleming always says, there are 24 hours in a day and you have to fill them up with something. Only here's the thing. What's the return on how we are spending our time and our treasure? How does scrolling through your friend's vacation pictures make you feel after 15 minutes? Have you heard the expression that the two happiest days for a boat owner are the day he bought it and the day he sold it? We are all looking for something to do. We all keep shopping for satisfaction. But what have we found? What does the golden calf give us in return for our gold? That's the question that must be asked. For on the other hand, God delivered the people from slavery in Egypt. He divided the sea so that they could walk through it on dry land. When they were hungry, God gave them food to eat. Thirsty, God made water come out of a rock. And as they looked for direction, God provided them with 10 commandments. But what do they do when Moses turns his back on them for just a minute? Our God gives and gives and gives, but we wander away to spend our time doing what we shouldn't. Knowing that that's just how human nature is, I urge you to ask yourself, what is the return on all your hobbies and vices? For our God delivers. Our God forgives. Our God fills up the emptiness in our souls. But what about that vacation home? What about all those devices? Where are you putting your energy? On what are you spending your money? And are you getting a good return on your investment? Last week, I heard Cassie's sermon twice. And I thought it was brilliant both times I heard it, especially this line. From the laws, we learn the character of the lawgiver. And from the laws that God provided, from the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down from that mountain, we see that God is in a relationship with us so that we might thrive, prosper, and never again suffer under the weight of slavery to anything. Why then do we keep on bowing down before golden calves and new pharaohs, believing their empty promises and expecting them to deliver us when we already know who it is that can set us free? It is a foolish thing to go looking for happiness in a boat. It is a foolish thing to go looking for real meaningful connection on social media. It is a foolish thing to expect deliverance from a politician. But we keep on doing it. We keep on doing all of it because when we are left to our own devices, we do strange and foolish things. Glitter just gets all over the place, or worse. In this consumer culture of ours, people spend money that they don't have. Why? Because someone told them that money could buy happiness and they believed it. And our celebrity culture, some place superhuman expectations on the shoulders of mere mortals. Why? When it comes to politicians, it's because of their campaign promises, which some people were foolish enough to believe. This is campaign season for some of the politicians in our church, and what I want them to know is that I am praying for them because they are taking on a role of absolute servanthood. While on the other hand, the ones who make being a politician look so bad have forgotten that they were elected to serve the people, not manipulate them. We must always remember to ask, who are you serving and what are you getting in return? I've told you before about a man who bought acres and acres of land out west. He had made all this money, so he spent it and tried to get away from everything. He built this beautiful house way out in the wilderness. His son went to visit him once, and he said, my father has built the most beautiful prison in the world. We keep on giving our gold to the golden calf. But the golden calf won't give us anything in return. The Lord, who delivered us from Egypt, tells us to give 10% of what we have away. Do you know the type of person who actually does that? Surely, you don't know who gives what to this church, and we shouldn't, but I have met some extremely generous people in my life, so now I know how to spot them. You'll be able to spot them too if you know what to look for. I want you to think about the most joyful person you've ever met. I want you to think of the person who always has a smile on her face and a spring in his step. I want you to think of the one who never complains and who exudes hope. Now that's the person who's giving away their money to something that they believe in rather than laying it at the feet of a golden calf. The golden calf makes empty promises and is glad to take your gold. His priests have these great big billboards from here to Chattanooga. Buy an RV and have a happy family. Buy a boat and set yourself free. Buy happiness, buy joy, buy fulfillment, but it won't work. Some people spend more money on cable TV than they give away to the church. What's the return on that investment? The golden calf will take your money while offering you boring sitcoms in return. On the other hand, the real God keeps on saying, give it away and find joy. Guess what? It works every time. I think about that movie Schindler's List. You remember what that guy does at the end of the movie? At the end of the movie, he sees that there's a ring on his finger, a gold ring, and he says, how many people could this ring have saved? It's so strange what people will do with gold. So before you spend your next dollar, be sure to think about what you are getting in return, because the golden calf just takes and takes and takes without giving anything back to your soul. So what about God? Our God is faithful to us. Our God has proven himself to us. So why won't we listen? I think about it and it reminds me of a new minister who was trying to enter the Presbytery of Middle Tennessee a few years ago. Many of you know this, that before a new minister can serve a church in a new presbytery, he or she must be examined on the floor in front of every other pastor and so many elders. Some of the questions they get asked are hard to answer, but at some point or another, every new minister trying to enter the Presbytery of Middle Tennessee will be asked the question, as this one was, "Son, do you love Jesus?" The new pastor was nervous, but with confidence, this is what he said, "Yes, I do, but not nearly as much as he loves me." It's a lot to balance when it comes to your time and your treasure. But I tell you that you must make God your first priority because you are always His. And if you do with what you have according to His commandments, you'll have the joy that He's promised, and our God always lives up to His promises. So now, finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen, and the God of peace will be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.